Hello, everyone. Tawfika Ibrahim. I'm glad to be here today on the Chill Sister podcast. Today was very amazing. The two super ladies, I call them. It is not an easy journey. I know what I passed through before I joined the program today. We discussed about me, about my passion, career passion. This goes out to parents. Enjoy. Even if you know, I was on the hot seat, me, where I know Sabi book. And I go through with me.
Hey, hey, hey! Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome
Hello.
back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is
Welcome.
Rashida.
And I'm your sis Ladu. I'll be recording live from you nowhere, Abuja, Nigeria. Sadly, for the
says it's your
second
full
week.
Chest. Full chest.
But I'm seeing it with my full chest. If chest passed this one, I don't know where the chest will come from. Welcome, guys. Yeah.
Welcome to a brand new episode, guys. How was your week?
Are you asking the guys what you're asking?
I'm
me?
Asking the guys, how was your week, guys?
A moment of silence. Of course, they will have a terrific week now.
I
the
hope so.
Listeners,
yeah,
to like trouble. Today is not the day for trouble.
Today is not the day for trouble. Today on the podcast, we have a guest.
Drum roll.
We have a guest. We are excited. Tawfika, welcome to the podcast. We are glad you're here. Thank you for joining us this week. How are you doing?
I'm good.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
So, brief introduction. I met Tawfika through a friend. The first time I met Tawfika was in Abuja. She had come to visit her friend that came to visit me.
That's true.
She came to visit her friend that came to visit me. And that was the first time we met. And
which friend is that? I'm sensing some mischief.
You know,
which friend?
That's the friend.
Rashida, open your mouth and talk.
In fact,
which friend?
Her name is Hadiza. She stays in Lagos. Yeah. Tawfika had come to visit her friend that came to visit me. And that was how we met. And ever since then, we've been in contact.
Yeah, that's nice.
We'll be checking up on each other. I said, Tawfika, would you like to come on the podcast? She said, yes, why not? And here she is. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Tawfika, usually we start the podcast by saying how our week went. So as our guest, please do us the honors. How was your week? What did you do this week?
What did I do?
Give us a rundown. What was the exciting things that happened this week?
Not just exciting things. Let's face reality. We are in Nigeria. Tawfika, just tell us what happened. Forget about Rashida. She's living in a fantasy world there, my sister.
You keep saying this thing. Anyway, continue.
Oh, a lot happened during the week.
Tell us.
From Monday, you know. Monday wasn't easy.
At all.
Mommy, I want to have wrap yam to school. And I was like, oh, don't worry, I'll make it for you. And some minute to six, the school bus came. Well, time. And I was like, what do I do? So I had a plan B. I just decided to fry the egg, forgetting that there was flour in it. Guess what? The school bus left them.
Wow. What
and
a Monday.
What next? You know, husband and wife. I was not there. You were there. You should have responded.
As usual, I'm not even surprised.
It was you. What were you doing then? You should have responded. And eventually, you know, we women, we like getting things done in our own way.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Have it done. I guess phone call, and the school bus came back to the house to pick them.
That's nice.
Yeah.
With this fair price, school bus came back.
Yes, sir.
So everything
that's
was
nice.
Sorted.
Everything was sorted.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. That's good.
Yo, sis, how was your week?
Did she tell you she's done with her week?
Oh, sorry.
You see, Rashida, I always tell you, you and visitors, you don't know how to handle visitors. It's all this UK. I blame the UK.
Tawfika,
sorry, Tawfika, you are giving us. That was Monday.
That was Monday. Tuesday, what happened on
a Tuesday? What happened on a Tuesday? Okay.
Nothing can happen now. You can move to Wednesday.
Telling me something else. Okay, on a Tuesday. We have that in our office.
Yeah.
So I don't know how very well that Tuesday.
Oh. You seem to have a busy week, because this is your breakdown from Monday to Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Now I want to hear what happened on Wednesday.
Because I just went to office. I didn't do anything and I came back.
That was a chill Wednesday.
We love a chill day.
We love a chill day. Yosis, can I go on to you now? What happened in your week?
What happened? My week was uneventful, Rashida. Let's see what happened in my week. Oh, my week. It was on the 1st of October was my goddaughter's birthday. They turned three.
Three.
They're big girls now. We had a mini celebration, a mini party for them. Anyway, it was fun, fun. I hadn't seen them since I came back. So it was really exciting when they saw me. Ah, everybody was all up for me. So I love it. It was a fun day. What else? Then I had a photo shoot on the next day. It was a photo shoot and PR session. This client was fantastic. Oh my God. She had the brains on her. So it's always great when you're shooting and the client, you guys have this, what was the English? So
Connection.
you have this connection, right? She was really cool and she was happy I was there because the main shooter was a man and all that. It was really, really fun. Had a good chat, good conversation. The atmosphere was great. I really, really loved it. I think those are the highlights of my week. Yeah. Then today, which I don't want to talk about. No, let's
Please
skip
talk
that.
about it.
We've always talked about it here on the podcast. With the hardship in Nigeria, we know a lot of people will turn to criminality, which is what happened. But I think this one was planned. Around my area, there's this senior advocate. So I think around 2:30 a.m., I started hearing voices and all that. Some thieves, armed robbers, whatever you want to call, they
What?
came to the house. Yeah,
You heard
you could
them?
literally, I just saw them. Anyway,
What?
you could literally hear people screaming, "Tivo," and all that. Then they went in there, they were telling him to bring this, bring that.
That's
And the wife
scary.
was like, "Give them, give them." But to show you that it was planned and they came purposely for this man, they knew what they wanted, they knew head up straight where they were going, and they left without harming anyone. The next, when they were leaving, I think they parked their car close by. I heard them like rushing to get into the car. The next thing I heard was the car starting and they zoomed off. So it's really sad, Isha. What else? The weather has been fantastic in Abuja. It rained. It's been chilly, rainy for the past 2 days. It's kind of cloudy now. The weather is nice.
Love
Overall,
that.
alhamdulillah for everything. So that's my week, Rashida. Are you not satisfied? How was your week, Rashida?
My week, there was nothing. Okay, this week I didn't do school runs that much, so I've been chilling this week. I did a bit of window shopping. Editing was what I did majorly this week, so that was how this week came and went. But
Right.
talking about armed robbery, I've experienced this armed robbery case before.
Really? This is my first time like seeing them. It's not nice, it's scary because you don't know if they were going to that particular house.
They
You get what I'm
go
saying?
around the houses,
But I don't know, something me or like because this place you have the America's ambassador close by. Yeah, so I was surprised.
Did they
Can they
go
go
there?
there? Can they go there? That's the question. Because there are security personnel manned around the place itself now. So I was surprised with the noise and everything. The security from there didn't come
Didn't
here.
call. Oh.
It's crazy, Sha. I don't wish that
No,
on
it's terrible.
anybody.
You talking about it brought back those memories for me. I was just sleeping and then I saw somebody on me. He had come in, he packed the phone, packed. In
In
fact, this
school?
one was telling me to lie down. So if there was no intervention, you don't want to know what would have happened. It was crazy.
Was it in
Wow,
school
where was
or at
that?
home?
This was in Abuja, in the house in Games Village. It wasn't a good experience, and I'm happy it stopped there. They stole all our phones, took all the cash in the house,
What?
and I
For
just saw
women
this guy on
particularly,
me like this. I guess,
standing.
I'm getting
So
flash.
how was your
Sorry?
mental health day after?
Oh, in Nigeria, it's now that you're conscious about your mental health and you're talking about it. It happened. Everybody was fine. They got me a new phone. Everybody's okay. Life
How
continued.
did you feel?
Well,
No,
it
that's
was
not the
scary.
mental health now.
Of course, it was scary.
You were having flashbacks,
How
right?
did you have to go away with the fear?
No,
Every time somebody talks about armed robbery or something, you still get it. It was crazy. And sometimes you just count your blessings. I was just lucky that there wasn't a rape case in that
That would
instance.
be my next point. You know,
Because
for
that was what was
ladies,
going to be the next if there was no intervention. And
whenever anything happens, like all these atrocities, for ladies, it's double. It's double. If it's
definitely.
war, everybody's facing the war. But ladies, you're only worried because
Of
rape will
course.
join. Same team robbery, they'll beat you, join, rape you again. So
Oh my
it's always
God.
double wahala. Always
Women are
double for
always
ladies.
at the risks, always, always. Alhamdulillah, brings me to my prayer of this week.
Let's have it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I hope people will not say that me, I like money and I talk about money a lot. So let me just tell you, my prayer of the week is that, yeah, Allah, please don't let us taste wealth that won't last.
I mean.
One of my fears is that I don't want to hear I get them before.
God forbid I get them before. I get them before, not be property, as my people
please,
will see.
Allah will not give you something, you taste it, and he will now collect it from you. No.
I mean, you're a Rabbi.
No.
You know, but people, Rashida, people say this a lot too.
Yeah.
Like, the worst thing that could happen to you is to be rich than poor. It's better you're poor, jejeli.
You see, it's, no, it's, no, no, now, let's break it down now. Think about it. Just you think about it.
Like,
is it not better, like, let's be growing gradually. Allah, take me there, gradually. Let me be going up, but not the one that I'll be up and I'll now, no.
Calm down.
No.
Go for
me. Allah not allow us taste wealth that will not last.
I mean.
Tofika, please,
yeah,
kindly do us the honors. Give us brief intro. Tell us about Tofika. Like, what do you do?
Who is Tofika?
I don't even know myself.
I know, to be fair, it's a difficult question.
I don't know myself, and I also know myself.
At the same time.
I understand you, my sister. Who do you think you are?
Well, Tafika, the name means, it's an Arabic name from the Quran.
It means
fortune, luck, just like her prayer. And that was not what I was supposed to be named. But the history of my name, the story, the history of my back.
So,
my mom was really lucky to have me.
Wow.
Because I was told that when she gave birth to me, I didn't cry. Imagine those years. We are Gen what?
We are millennials.
No, me, I'm Gen Z, bad you.
Please respect yourself.
They are even better than the generation that we have now.
Eh, that's why I'm Gen Z now. Me, I'm Gen Z. I don't know.
Be claiming. They will reject you. Well, that's
like
the
that.
Where God kept you. Go ahead, Topika. Don't mind this old woman.
So when my mom gave birth to me, I didn't cry. I was just there. I was tired.
Ooh.
And you know, then there was no phone, nothing. Eventually, the edge of the ruler was used on me, and I cried. And I said, "Oh, we're lucky to have her back."
And she received punishment the moment she landed in Nigeria. She said, "The edge of a ruler."
Yes. Then it was the edge of the ruler.
Wow!
And I cried.
I thought you were supposed to pack the baby at the back. Pa, pa, pa.
Yes, so they did that. I didn't cry. That was what I had to
do. You want a king? Ha.
And some of my family member today will tell me that maybe that's why I don't care about anybody. Yoruba, they call it Modinu. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just on my own.
Wow. Let us roll with it. Yes.
Well, I don't even care.
Oh, end of story.
Exactly.
That's it.
Wow.
And that is the history of Tofika.
What do you do, Tofika? Like,
what do I do? Okay. I'm a student.
Okay. What are you studying?
Tofika is a brain. Tofika, why are you being modest? I don't like it.
You're always modest.
I will give you the story now. I can tell stories.
Okay, tell us.
She lacks patience, Tofika. But you already know. Me and you, I just meant you together, self. Who am I?
So presently now, I work with the University of Nigeria.
Ooh.
With the public health department.
Mm. All
right.
Technologies, laboratory technologies.
Ooh.
Yes, we do a lot of things when it comes to public health. And now I'm a student of University of Port Harcourt.
Ooh.
I started my PhD journey.
That's exciting.
And I am interested in health promotion.
Oh.
Just like UC mentioned this morning, she said a lot of things is happening. Yes. So how do we correct them? Do we just sit and discuss about ourselves? What is an impact in the society? How do you go with that? What you do? Why do you do it? If we should ask that question, many of us don't know why we do the things we're doing now.
Right.
Of course, we are doing it to have a good living, right? But what impact do you want to have in the society? Is it just about you, or you think about others?
Yeah.
My journey to public health. I actually grew up being interested in agriculture.
Okay.
Yes. That's nice.
When I was small, I loved to draw. I like reality things. I can just look at the ceiling and start drawing something. You know, back then, the ceilings used to have maps.
Yeah.
Those water.
It is
You know when those raindrops
not clear. Yeah.
seep into
The
the yeah.
Yeah, it can look like a cat. At times, something dream was not fulfilled because my parents were not like, oh, that is it just
But where it was weird after.
Later on, I had love for farming precisely because I told you there are different branches. So I love farming and I practice it. But guess what? I never use it to make money.
Okay.
If you feed on it, you can. If your family can feed on your farming, it's fine, I think.
My,
You don't
my
have to
neighborhood
sell it.
benefited from it. Those in my neighborhood benefited from it.
Oh,
At
okay.
least.
And I like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
I also benefited from it.
Mm-hmm.
I cultivated pepper, watermelon.
Ooh. Ah,
Oh,
hey.
really?
Eh?
I'm a farmer.
And then guess what? I was just trying to figure out my life. I think that was when I met Sashida.
I remember before your master's too, you were talking about how you wanted to do your master's and
Yes.
you wanted to do so many things. Like,
But I love it too,
So many
Rashida.
things actually.
What I sensed from you was that you wanted like the school, you wanted to go into school. And when you told me you were doing your PhD, I wasn't even surprised. I'm like, okay, yeah,
Yeah,
because it's
another
as
one.
yeah.
She's a vocal person, right?
Yeah, book of no, I wasn't even surprised.
So Tofika reminds me of my elder sister. I have three sisters, Tofika, and they're all medical doctors, right? Now the eldest, I didn't carry they said, go there, oh, I cannot be one of them. So right from the beginning, they love book, 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 book. But the elders in particular now, I've lost track because she's always doing one thing or another. She specializes in hematology now. She'll do this. The next time you see her, she's doing that. She's I say, you know they finish.
Nah.
She's a professor. Early this year, she's like, you sis, you have always been complaining, but true, true. Even me, I know,
I'm
say, I
tired.
do, they do. I say, chop, we have reached the point. She is so, but what I've realized is it's her passion. She's always been the book type, like always researching. My sister doesn't watch TV like that. It's maybe perhaps news. She just put it in the background and she's researching something. They are doing what? They have collaborated with what hospital in Liverpool. Do you understand? So you remind me of her. But what you people are doing is impacting humanity. So I love it. And I love the fact that you try different things. Drawing, farming, you know, it's not you're
You're not
exploring.
just stopped.
Yes, you don't get to see Nigerians that like are versatile, like in different fields. You didn't say it must be science. I must do. Do you understand? So I love the story. I'm happy for what you're doing, Rashida. We need to explore,
Yeah,
Rashida.
who? At what age?
Ah, no. Don't say
No,
that.
I know. I know. Am I surprised?
This year,
Am I
Well,
surprised? Okay, yeah, tell me, what is it that you want to say? I don't say like that. Continue. You can't do anything at what age?
it's true
I know it's true.
now. But one thing about me is that I like to explore. I like to try new
Yeah,
things.
yeah.
But my ultimate dream is to become a politician anyway.
Okay.
You can do it too.
My
No,
ultimate
please.
dream is to become
Are
a
you
politician.
serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
But have you started?
Yes.
Because you have to start, like, even if it's volunteering with one political party. So have you started?
Well, what is the status of politics in Nigeria?
Please, let's not
We
go
want to
there.
change the dynamics.
Let's not go to Nigeria politics, Africa. This podcast, we use 2 hours. We will not finish. So
Well, that's
I don't know.
interesting.
I think it's possible to change the dynamic.
Okay.
New things are possible. There's nothing that is not possible. You just need to make a good team where you share the same vision and you identify them right from now. Public health took me into the community. My eyes opened. I saw a lot of things. So many things are happening in communities near you. And I
That's
get to
true.
rapport with people in that environment.
I
When
love
we're
it,
talking.
Tofika. You're very ambitious. Like for somebody to say that her
And she's
ultimate
saying it
goal.
with her full chest. I
Yeah,
love it.
no. To say your
I
ultimate
think
goal is to join politics, it takes a lot of courage,
yes,
you know?
God. And talking about communities, Tafika, I see where you get the passion from. I briefly worked when MDGs is now MDGs, Millennium Development Goals. Then that was around 2010, 11, right? During Jonathan's time, we used to go to different states, different communities, villages, you know. sometimes it's primary health cares and whatnot. We provide assistance and all that. So you get to meet those people, you talk to them. I'd be like, wait, this Nigeria is not what you are seeing, you know, in this your cities. Like, you need to go to these communities, meet these people and see life. When you go there, your perspective of things, like, it shifts. Your understanding of things shift. It changes drastically. So I wish I can go back. I would do it 100 times. I would do it 100 times again.
We're already making up a team.
I really loved it.
When you're ready to go back.
Oh, wow. No. When you win, right? When you win.
You mean when you win? You have to be a part of the process now. When she wins. So you want to wait till she wins before you join?
Who will I leave this podcast for? You want me to be recorded?
No, you cannot take my partner. No.
Yeah, change him out.
No, you cannot take my partner.
For you.
I did not think of it like that.
But you can multitask now.
It will be the chill lady. Only you come and be talking.
Don't you multitask?
But I'm already multitasking now. I'm doing photography.
She's doing photography, yeah. That's
beautiful.
We recently did a course and the syllabus were talking about how things affect your mental health, and they said it was usually it's from the family, usually it's what you grew up seeing, and that most people behave the way they have grown up seeing their parents, community, that's what impacts how they behave. And it was a topic that I really wanted to expand more on, to go deep into it and see what really affects mental health. So that's amazing, Tofika, that's inspiring.
When it comes to public health, it's not just being an expert or something. You are one. You'll see is one. Play your role in the society. It doesn't mean you have to get to the public.
Okay.
Informing one person, the person will inform some other
another group. Person,
And for all that are enlightened, we should try our best not to ignore. Yes, sometimes you feel, I don't want to speak on this, I don't know how the person will take it. Be positive about it. Be confident that it's going to get somewhere.
Let's say
for instance, now our domestic staff that work for us, they are not enlightened. So we can't just leave them like that. Educate them in your language, the language they understand, even if it is pidgin or anything. You'll be surprised how far the information we get.
True.
You're already improving. You're making an impact. You're bringing improvement into the society.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to give an example. One of my domestic staff, during COVID period, she was like, auntie, please let me come to work. There's nothing. I just see people covering their noses and some other things and they give them shirt. Apparently, she does not understand or she doesn't know what was happening then. And perhaps maybe she understood, but how will I put it? She is yet to understand what or why it is happening that way. And I told her, okay, you can come. I asked her to come. When she came, I sat her down. And I had to explain to her that this pandemic is all over, it's global, and this is how it can be transferred from one person to the other. And she was like, well, it touched me, and at the same time, it was funny. She said they're already dead.
Who is dead?
COVID can't kill them.
Oh, wow.
That they were already living a life that is as if they are dead because they don't even have things to eat.
Oh, that's what she meant.
Yes, ma'am.
When she said so, I was touched. I was feeling guilty. And I was like, okay, that is that. Why do you have that mindset? If someone said, okay, maybe give your life for something, would you? She said no. I was like, okay, life is still precious to you.
Yeah.
Despite the hardship. And this is what is happening. When I explained to her everything about COVID-19, she was like, say you're Zunigani. I don't know what I'm talking about. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that change comes from individual. When you have the opportunity, do it. Don't wait that, it is this set of people that should have it done. Is this group? Is the government? No, we are part of the government. Change should start from you. You don't know how far it will go.
I hear you. I'm receiving
so many things like that. We need to start doing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. A quick question too. The PhD you're doing in Port Harcourt, what's it for? Is it in public health or?
Yes, in public health. Yes, my PhD is in public health. The specialization is health promotion.
Okay.
Because prevention is cheaper than cure.
My sister.
Yeah.
We are advising each other to anything that you can do to avoid hospital in Nigeria, please do. Aside from the Health implication,
That's
because
why
implication too.
I just remember you sis.
Not here.
One day she was telling me that, oh, that she has somebody that called her and said that she wants to go to the hospital. She needs one. You see, said, me that I have been sick, I've been taking paracetamol. I don't know the way to the hospital. It made me
Is
laugh.
really, she just needed an excuse to, I think she needed money because the explanation was not making sense, right? And I was indulging her. Instead of you to say with your full chest what you want, you are telling me a story. So Tafika, the story was like she said allegedly she went to the hospital and they ran a test and they said she had typhoid and malaria. But apparently she needs another money to run a test for them to confirm the typhoid. I'm like, wait, I don't
Wait a
understand. They've
minute.
already said typhoid and malaria. Why do they want to confirm the typhoid? That they must do a separate test. I say, eh. She said, eh. I say, eh. I said, okay, all the best now. Let me know how it goes. I can't help her. You,
Yeah.
I said, are you not just supposed to collect the medication for it? That
I'll go
no,
and treat it.
they are not going to give her that medicine. They
So
must
you're
run
thinking
the
she wants to
test.
outsmart you? With fake
That they
story.
must run the test. I said, wait, I didn't want to just waste my time. I said, ah, okay, oh, that's very good. That's very good. I like bad life here. I like Arasoki. Let me know how it goes in the hospital. All right, talk to you later. I hang up.
Was so funny.
Yeah, so that's like
Afika,
the
yeah, on
story.
this podcast, there's no Chill Sisters podcast without going on the street because lots of people, you know, you're into public health. People have lots of issues that they need solving. And please, we want you to solve one or two for us. This lady said, my man used to act strangely, like someone who has been locked up for decades. He hated crowd and socializing. I assumed that because he was an extreme introvert. He didn't have friends and had no old pictures, like no memories at all. I didn't suspect anything until the day I decided to spend a week with him after 3 months of dating.
Thank God it's 3 months.
He drank herbs daily and even baited with them. I asked if he was okay and he said, sure, okay, sure. I decided to investigate by checking his phone, only to realize he was once mad for 7 years and not completely recovered. You
That's
see that?
mysterious.
You see that air that you said? That was the next thing she wrote. Air I took.
Hey.
She said, I took my phone and snuck out, not knowing he was
She's
following me.
not.
She said, not knowing he was following me, I ran and he chased me.
The man that don't come back, oh, that running.
I cried for help, but he didn't back down. Ah, I'm dead. Thankfully, a bike man gave me a ride. He chased my bike for about 2 minutes before he backed off. Never again.
Crazy things are happening. Yeah. Anyway.
Lot. I can't imagine being in her shoes.
No.
No, my sister, some things you don't want to even imagine. Dating a mad person. That's a new one.
She said she thought he was an extreme introvert.
Introvert again. You'll be blowing big English
See, she was
on
seeing
some simple
signs.
matter.
She was seeing signs, so he was drinking herbs and bathing with her water.
Hey, every day. No, maybe the drinking herbs, maybe it's normal, but bathing with it every day. On top waiting, God forbid, bathing.
I have a man
She's
problem.
thank God Topika is here. I never solve your man problem. You complain, so
Tafika,
Topika will help you today.
please
You
help me
have a
solve
what?
man problem. A man wrote in, help him solve his problem. He said,
I'm with
I've
you.
been married to my sweet wife for the past 30 years, and we have 3 kids already. My wife's elder sister is also married. We have a secret affair, and I'm the owner of her 3 kids.
What?
Should I?
She said what?
He said,
It's like I don't understand this English again.
is English. My wife's best friend also have one for me. My former neighbor
No,
also have
wait.
one.
Now, community sharer. I mean, what's the word again?
Hey.
It's just a drop donate for each compound. Though.
Please make dua for me.
That what he said? Let me leave the floor for Topita.
You know what annoyed me? I have been married to my sweet wife for 13 years. That's the only thing that busts my head.
The sweet wife, man.
Tafika, please make dua. He said that.
This is beyond public health perspective. This one. This one is really good.
Oh my God.
No.
The things are happening.
Why did he just wake up and say, okay, he need dua?
He knows that what he's doing is wrong now. But the children, you cannot dash them, or these children are there. They exist. They are his.
What I'm asking is that
why is he seeking for redemption?
He said
he's been married for 35 years or 30.
Please add to my sweet wife. Don't just
to
say
his
it
sweet
like that.
Wife. So I'm guessing old age has caught up with him. You know, during old age now, they'll start regretting things and stuff. Maybe he thinks he's going to die, my guess. So he's seeking for forgiveness and stuff. But it's not us that will forgive him now.
He's not asking you guys to forgive him. He's asking you guys to make dua.
Dua.
Who will make dua for him?
The general public.
He should tell the sweet wife to make dua for him.
Sweet wife will be heartbroken.
Sweet wife cannot take it.
But you guys are not even thinking. My own direction is even different.
What's your direction?
He has donated children in every compound. What if they come and start having a relationship now, not knowing their siblings?
You know, this thing happens a lot. It's something we don't talk about. It does happen a lot.
It does. And from all indication, you cannot come and say, my former neighbor, I have two children here. I have. Even sister-in-law, where would they start?
He
has made a mess, generational mess.
Oh, that's why he's really asking for. No, he needs to ask.
He's even above sweet wife, Rashida.
I don't like to be judgmental. And we don't know why he's doing
this
that.
We have to judge it.
You see, we have to judge it. Let me hear. I want to hear Tofika's perspective on
it. Do you know
what?
Yes.
You know what? Like, what do you want to say? Maybe what?
Maybe he's ill.
Yes, I agree with you. What kind of illness?
What kind of illness?
Thank you.
What kind of illness will make you to be pregnant, best friend,
neighbor,
senior sister, neighbor? What is the name of the sickness?
She didn't think.
No, I'm not thinking.
We'll give you two seconds.
I just want to be careful.
But what sort of illness?
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's not a one-off thing. Mm-hmm. He went about doing it.
We used to judge people.
Perhaps he can't control himself. And you remember, we're from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
There are different things. When we listen to different people...
How about of late, Tofika? Calm down. Tofika, calm down. We are forgetting something. This guy, he said, "May Allah forgive me." He looks like a Muslim. You know that he's committing adultery here, and there's no excuse for that.
Do you want me to be open and simple with this discussion?
Yes, please.
Yes.
That's where we are here.
Like a layman discussion.
Drop your public health for two seconds.
So now the man is a Muslim. It doesn't mean as a Muslim we don't believe in other things. So I'll look at it from two angles.
Okay.
Yeah.
One is from his belief, and two is from his health. Sorry, Rashida. Hold on. Let me start from health.
Rashida. You lack patience.
I'm chill.
What we talk about health is not that, okay, he's sick or something. No. He may not have control of his urge. We don't even know how he met these ladies. And if you notice, there is something. It is the women around him.
Mm.
His neighbor, his sister-in-law. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Exactly. They are all around him. He didn't say, I met somebody randomly. So maybe he's someone that can't control himself. Maybe his upbringing. You don't know if he was abused.
Okay.
You don't know.
But does it justify it?
Good question.
No, it doesn't justify it. At this point,
that's what
he's supposed to.
If
he had wanted to address it, he should have gone to seek for help.
Thank you. Somebody that has been married with sweet wife for
And in fact, the problem we have these days is communication.
Mm.
He might find it difficult to discuss with his wife that, this is what used to happen. This is how it used to happen. Don't be surprised. With that write-up, the wife she may not be aware of what is happening.
She's not.
Of course. Sweet wife is not informed.
Please, Tofika, we are talking about... No, Tofika, no. I disagree with
you.
Let's start banter now. Tofika, we are not saying that he went out to cheat. We are talking about somebody that has three 3 kids with his wife, elder sister, 1 kid with his neighbor. What are we seeing?
Rashida, I think the man has a fetish, right? That's my own angle. Has a fetish and it didn't start just now. Maybe he started it in his youthful days, whatever.
You guys are stressing my brain. You are stressing my
talking about belief, mental Tofika, health. Whether as a Muslim he has other belief, for the fact that he's asking us and us to pray for him the Muslim way, that means he believes Islamic way is on top of that his other belief that is making him to do this rubbish.
Yeah.
So so he knows what he's doing is wrong.
Of course.
And if you have mental health, what you don't, you seek for help.
I don't think it's an excuse.
Do you understand? You just don't go about impregnating women left, right, and center, dropping children in every household. Rashida, right. God will punish this man.
Ah, what the? Lobato. Hey, may Allah forgive him. Yeah, I'll pray for him. May Allah forgive him.
No, may Allah forgive
him. His wife is there and he's just doing these things.
No, now. No, now. No, now. No,
may Allah forgive him.
May Allah forgive
but
him.
But this one, nah, generational mistake. Oh.
No, that's bad. Now.
Not just generational mistake. It's something that will affect the society.
Thank you very much. At the end of the day, let's agree he has mental issue. Now, what of the children that he has brought into this?
Exactly. That's why I'm saying that it has to do with the society as well.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, the last one, another woman wrote in. She said, I'm very happy in my marriage. Oh, I love a happy marriage.
We love it.
The only thing giving me sleepless nights is my husband doesn't want me to work. He gives me $500,000 monthly for my personal upkeep. He gave me 2 properties in Life Camp, all in my name. I use them for rent. 4-bedroom duplex boat. I don't spend a dime from my account because I have access to all his ATM cards and I'm a signatory to his account. I don't lack anything, but I want to wake up every day and go to the office.
That's a problem.
He recently got my brother a job in FIRS and my sister is married in another state. So her siblings are okay. You get, she doesn't even need to spend her money on her siblings. How do I convince him to let me work? The only thing I do is visit some family, friends, shopping, or go to see some of his sites. He is the chairman in one of the real estate in Abuja. People should help her.
I don't understand.
Help her. Eh? From which problem? Perspective?
The problem is that she wants to work, but she has told us that her husband gives her everything.
And she has said she has everything.
She has everything, but she just wants the
I
feeling
think she's
of
staff. Bored. I think she's bored. Yeah. So, because from the story, what I got from the story, the man is not stingy.
No, he's not.
And if she wants a pet project or hobby that will keep her busy, I don't think it's going to be an issue, you know. Especially, I'm sure this one is another man. Men, they feel like if they have reached a certain level wealth wise, it's a shame for them for their wife to be working. They have that mentality.
They
that's
do.
Why you hear, I will pay you salary. How much will they pay you?
How much will they pay you at work?
And pay you. Exactly. Do you understand? So it's a thing of pride. But I understand her own part. Maybe she studied something that she loves and she would want to work in that field. It's not all about the salary. You need to understand that. You need to meet people, have something that you know is for yourself. I understand that. But he sounds like somebody that is reasonable. To me, the advice I would give her is look for a pet project.
She can start an NGO. She can like do something charitable.
Thank you.
Since she has the money.
Yeah.
Money is not a problem.
This one is not a big deal. She's not a big top deal.
It's enjoyment. It's enjoyment problem. It's enjoyment
even
problem.
A baby girl life.
I'm telling you. Do you know how many people want this baby girl life that she's complaining about? But it's self-fulfillment. It boils down to
And she doesn't sound like a troublesome person.
No, she doesn't. She just needs something to do. She's just bored.
That's my advice for Aisha.
Why do you think she wants to work? We're all women, right? Let's put ourselves in her shoes. At what point? What do you think is in her mind? What do you think?
Like I said, I think she wants to work because she's bored. She has everything and she's bored. We don't know her level of education. Maybe she, like you now, you want to do PhD, you want to do that, you want to... Imagine after... Yeah, I'm using you using Tafika as an example. Imagine after all this, and you want to be a politician. Imagine after achieving all this, then you are asked to just stay at home, then you'll be given salary. You are somebody that is said you want to go to the field, interact with these people in the community. Do you understand? So
okay,
it might be.
If you were in her shoes,
yeah,
would you
so
like to
it
work
might
for
be.
That
If
money?
I was in her shoe, like I said, I would enjoy it, but it doesn't stop the fact that my point is the problem is going to that office, saying his wife is working and earning salary, right? So if I know this person, fine and good, you want to give the money. I'll look for something, a pet project like Rashida suggested, an NGO or something that I can help people with. It's still
Yes,
me
and
going
again,
out,
these
not
girls,
being
we have
bored.
online jobs. We have
Yeah.
online jobs these days. She can
I
easily
think it's
go
her
for
staying in
one.
that house that is
No,
the
it's not
problem.
the online job. It's
It's
her
not online. It's not about the
waking up
salary.
in the morning, getting ready and going
Yeah,
to the
having
job. It's
something
that
to look forward
fulfillment that
to.
she needs. Yeah.
Yes, it's not about
And I
salary.
don't want it. Oh my
Some
God.
people
Okay,
strive under pressure, like, okay, my boss, I'm coming, I'm going to work, I'm driving, traffic, you
maybe
know.
that's
Yeah.
what she wants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
That's
can
what I
just start
think,
an
yeah.
NGO. Think so
Mm-hmm.
too. Something to keep her busy. Guys, we have come to the end of today's podcast. This was a lovely, lovely episode.
Yeah, Topeka
Thank you so much. No,
was a
Tafika, you are
great.
amazing. You are
Amazing
amazing.
guest.
Thank you so much
You
for me.
can see she can easily be part of the Chill
I'm
Sisters
telling
because
you, we just
nothing
need our
just
third. Okay, I
lawlessly.
want to say something. I appreciate both of you.
Thank
You
you.
are super ladies and you're doing well.
Oh, thank
And
you.
part of the public health plan is to start bringing awareness talk to the program once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's
Thank
nice
you.
being here.
We can have
Thank
you
you for
anytime
having
when
me.
you want to
Please,
spread
anytime you want
awareness.
to come and spread awareness, please
We are
just.
ready.
We are ready.
We are
Yeah.
ready.
All right. Thank you.
We
Guys,
are
please
ready.
don't forget to do all the needful. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us an honest review.
Don't forget to follow all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, Instagram, TikTok. You can send us an email, thechillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for staying thus far. We love it when you come in. Hear us yap, yap, and talk. Thank you
Yeah.
so much, guys.